From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Rising energy costs are starting to hurt the U.S. economy. Today, Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan said economic growth has been trimmed by about 0.75% this year due to the surge in crude oil prices. Crude hit a record $55 a barrel during trading today. Greenspan said the negative impact of the increase is nowhere near the oil shocks of the 1970s, but it is significant. And low inventories of crude are likely to mean a costly winter for New Englanders and others who heat their homes with oil. NPR's Chris Arnold has the story from Boston.
On a cool gray day that makes you feel like winter is coming, Carl Gardner is guiding his 5,000-gallon 10-wheeler oil truck through the residential neighborhood south of Boston. Right now, he's looking for a new customer's house.
Oh, there it is, right there.
Gardner works for South Shore Fuel, which at the end of last winter was charging around $1.40 a gallon for home heating oil. Now it's $2 a gallon, which does not make many of Gardner's customers too happy.
They'll come out, "What's the price?" I hate to tell them.
The higher cost is going to be especially tough for Lorraine Anderson. She's standing in her driveway as Gardner puts $270 worth of oil in her tank. That doesn't fill it, but it's what she can afford to pay cash for, and that gets her a break on the price per gallon. Anderson lost her job as a checkout clerk 6 months ago. Her unemployment insurance has run out, and she's got four kids living at home here. The youngest is 7 years old.
This is the first delivery we got. God knows if we'll be able to get another one. So we've got to make it last. We'll just have to keep it down really low, 62 probably, and turn it off at night and get under those covers.
One thing Anderson doesn't have to worry about is her furnace breaking. Her husband is a former furnace repairman, but he got laid off a year ago, and they were both unemployed until recently when her husband took a low-paying job driving a van for the Holiday Inn. So money is very tight.
I'm going to apply for fuel assistance just like everybody else, but they're lucky if they can give everybody one delivery, but one delivery when you've got nothing helps.
Anderson's right. Energy assistance programs are likely to fall far short this year. Mark Wolf heads up the National Energy Assistance Directors Association. It's a group of state officials who disperse some $2 billion in federal aid to lower-income households.
The federal money is extremely important. There are about 5 million households that get assistance under the current federal program. However, the federal program was based on buying product at $27 to $35 a barrel. So the purchasing power of the federal funds have dropped, you know, very, very quickly.
In other words, as oil has risen from $30 to more than $50 a barrel, the money Congress has set aside is now going to buy a lot less fuel. And Wolf says that will put seniors and families on fixed or low incomes in difficult and even dangerous situations.
There are plenty of studies at this point that show that when people don't have enough money to pay their energy bill, they cut back on medicine, they cut back on food, they cut back on other basic necessities because you have to stay warm. It's not an option. You know, your pipes will freeze. It's a very basic necessity.
Across the country, most homes, 56%, are heated with natural gas, which is not rising as sharply in price, but it's projected to go up 11% this year. A bipartisan group in Congress is pushing to allocate more money for fuel assistance. Meanwhile, higher fuel costs could dampen consumer spending. Across New England, families may have to spend an average of $500 more to heat their homes this year. Add to that hundreds of dollars more in higher gasoline costs.
And the impact of that will, of course, be to slow down the overall economy.
Anthony Chan is chief economist for J.P. Morgan Fleming. He and many other experts, including Alan Greenspan, are saying that higher energy costs are having an impact. Anthony Chan.
That certainly does not bode well for future hiring, and it doesn't bode well for consumers that are worried about job security.
Of course, the colder it gets, the more fuel people burn, so economists and homeowners alike are hoping for a mild start to the winter. That would give inventories a chance to recover and stop prices from going higher. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.